Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and folks, we are broadcasting from inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. And if you are tired of being tattooed by your mega bank, you know what I mean by that. If you're the customer at one of those banks, you can't find a live person to save your soul. It's different at Renaissance Bank. And I know that because I sit here and I see the work they do here. But I also know that from the clients that I work with who I've referred to Renaissance Bank. They tell me that Renaissance is big enough to handle pretty much any need you can throw at them, but they're small enough to do it in a personal way. And if that's the magic combination you'd like in your bank, go to renaissancebank.com, find one of their local offices and give them a call. I think you'll be glad you did. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Dan Gladding. Dan is with Vested HR Solutions. Dan, thanks, welcome.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Let's talk about you and Vested HR Solutions. How are you serving folks out there?
Sure. Yeah, we are an outsourced HR company. The inside baseball talk is PEO.
Okay.
It stands for Professional Employer Organization. But really, what we do is we help businesses grow by providing outsourced HR services. Mm.
That is, I want to get more into that, but let's talk about you. First of all, a little bit about you and why HR for you. Talk about your career arc and how you got in HR and what keeps you there.
Sure. Yeah. So I've been in this industry now for 9 years, worked with a lot of different clients of all shapes and sizes, almost exclusively here in Georgia. Really what makes it fun for me, what I enjoy the most about it, is seeing companies grow from smaller companies to larger companies. Mm-hmm. Helping employees get better benefits for themselves and their families, and just being able to serve the community by giving back to the folks who help us by helping them.
Yeah, that's great. So you brought up the term PEO, and let's define that for those that have not heard that term or maybe confused by all the terminology. There's a lot of terminology in HR, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what is a PEO? Professional Employer Organization, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
We have skin in the game to help your business. We proactively and reactively address a range of different compliance issues when it comes to putting out a job ad, for instance, or onboarding employees, promoting them with the organization. In the event that you have a termination, being able to make sure the right paperwork's in place. And then we reconcile all the tax issues, payroll, and then workers' comp. And then also we serve as a large group purchaser for benefits, including health insurance. Mm. So we help you get great rates and plans that you might not otherwise have access to if you're going alone.
Yeah. Instead of me as a small business owner going and a la carte picking health insurance plan from a health insurance representative or broker or what have you, instead of me trying to find workers' comp insurance from somebody that does workers' comp, payroll, blah, 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 it goes on and on. I can get all that in one place.
Exactly. Yeah, we do the shopping for you and then send you a list out of it and say which one you like.
So I have choices.
You do have choices, particularly with health insurance benefits. Mm-hmm. One size doesn't fit all for your entire workforce. Some folks might have less interactions with the doctor. They're younger. They don't hardly have need of it except for a catastrophic type of plan. And then some folks interact more frequently with the doctor and they need a greater level of coverage. As we can offer a variety of different plans to your entire workforce, and then you decide how much you want to contribute to it.
And what is, that's a great point because businesses have a choice on that, right? Mm-hmm. So what are there suggestions that you make on that? Or what, as I'm making a decision about how much I contribute to, what should I keep in mind?
Sure. We can provide you what's called a summary of benefits coverage. Mm-hmm. So these are examples of what you might do this. And of course, the thing about healthcare is that you can rarely predict what's going to happen to you in the next year or so, but you can do examples of what have happened to you thus far and things that you can plan out to be able to help pick the best plan for you based on these examples here. And then we can just talk through them. We can, you work with a human capital benefits partner who's certified and trained and all these things and works with these plans every day to be able to help design the right plan, not just for you, but for your workforce.
Is there a certain custom or standard out there for how much I, as a small business owner, ought to contribute to health insurance for my employees?
Sure. There's a minimum in the state of Georgia that you cover 50% of the lowest cost plan as an employer. So say we have a menu of different options here. We have the good plan, better plan, best plan. So the minimum, and this is the federal government which requires this, the minimum requirement is 50% of the lowest cost plan. And then you can do upwards of that if you choose to set a more competitive total comp package, which is something I want to talk about too, Section 125 planning.
Oh boy, that sounds exciting.
It's thrilling. but what's exciting about it is it helps you save money, get better people. So if you are reaching out to a candidate that you got to have, a player, and you want to be able to offer them a competitive total compensation package while still being able to save a little bit of money, these plans are untaxed. So you can offer a more aggressive health insurance policy, a better plan, and then not be taxed on those dollars.
You mean just for that individual alone, or does it have to apply to the whole workforce?
For everybody, your health insurance premiums that you pay as an employer are pre-tax dollars. You don't have to pay any taxes on anything you put towards health insurance through our plans.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Let's talk about just the whole idea of talent, attracting talent, retaining talent, and the role that benefits play there. What are your thoughts on that?
Sure. I think it's essential. Everybody's concerned about rising healthcare costs. And I think that when you look at being a business owner and hiring employees, and you, if you want folks who are qualified who would like to work somewhere else, which I feel like is most people, then you need to be able to offer a total compensation package that matches the field of what else they're looking at. And that almost always includes health insurance, I feel like.
Yeah. And I know you deal with companies that a wide variety of ages and stages and sizes and so forth. At what point should I introduce health insurance into my business? That's a big one, I think, for a lot of small business owners, right?
Sure. It depends on your situation and the folks you're looking to hire, I would say. What does your growth strategy look like? If you are a 5-person company and you've hired your family members and it's where you need it to be, then maybe health insurance isn't a topic of conversation at that time. But when you're looking to grow and expand in new states or hire that first employee outside of the family or friends group, and it's a competitive hire. Yeah. I'd say it's different for every business I've worked with before. When the switch comes on, we're saying, okay, we need onboarding and we need HR compliance and we need health insurance benefits. When you do, when you had the job out there for 3 months and it's not getting anybody that you want.
Yeah. Or even more to the point, more in your face, that you're losing people because you don't have the coverages that they need for their family.
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody is looking for ways to be able to save money, just like business owners are. And part of that is being able to have health insurance covered.
What are the biggest cost is always an issue with health insurance, and I get that. But beyond just the cost, what are the biggest issues that business owners need to pay attention to when it comes to healthcare, health insurance, and providing that to their employees?
Yeah. For some companies in the past, we've been able to do surveys because you don't know what you don't know until you know it about employee satisfaction. I think that's a great retention tool to be able to just say on a scale from 1 to 5, how would you rate how things are going and what can we do to improve? Just being aware of where your employees are at or where your prospective employees might be at. Being able to offer like benchmarking tools or looking at what the state of your industry is, what the state of the employees you're looking to hire, what, mm-hmm. what they're typically looking at in terms of total comp or benefits. Those I think are important questions to ask as a business owner where I'm at with that.
Yeah. We're here speaking with Dan Gladding, folks. He is a senior business development manager with Vested HR Solutions. So we talked about health insurance, and I think that's probably the number one benefit that as businesses go along that they probably spend time on. What's the second most important benefit?
I think 401k is a big question.
Okay.
With a lot of folks, particularly when it comes to fees versus returns, mm-hmm. being able to work with a 401k provider who can show you the numbers, the hard data, look underneath the hood and see if you're currently providing a 401k, what those returns look like and what the fees look like and where you might be able to save money. And then also there's some compliance pieces involved with 401k, top heavy legislation, making sure that the top percentage of folks in the pool aren't carrying too much weight. Mm-hmm. And then what you can do to create like a safe harbor fund and who's watching out for that for you. Yeah. Because a lot of times you can operate under the assumption that it's just being done. And I've known many business owners who were operating under that assumption. When there was some potential exposure there when it came to liability on their 401k plan.
You mean that deductions weren't being made or something like that? Or what are you referring to?
Yeah, that they weren't in compliance with some latest piece of legislation.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. This actually brings up a great point. Things are changing all the time.
Yes.
Right? So this is maybe justifies your services alone. There are a lot of things you do and a lot of things you serve clients with, but just keeping them out of issues with state and federal authorities because HR related regulations are changing constantly.
That's right. Yeah. Both locally and federally and regionally.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good news. I was just reading today that looks like the Georgia Senate is passing a new bill that's going to normalize corporate tax rates with individual tax rates, which their estimate is going to save Georgia business owners about $120 million this year. Mm. So we help with the compliance with tax regs, which is sometimes beneficial to help. And obviously your accountant's working with that, but we help provide those payroll services to be able to reconcile that. But also there's the other side to it too, where is it okay for me to put this word in a job ad? I've had those kinds of questions before. Just how do I make sure that if I need to terminate this employee, what pieces of paperwork do I need? Am I doing this right? And the solution I've found a lot of folks who don't use HR is I'm going to Google it.
Yeah. Oh dear. Yeah. Good old Google and Google law firm. Yeah. Yeah. Here's one that I think seems to trip up a lot of employers. And speaking of changing regulation is classifying employees versus independent contractors.
Sure.
And then the regs are changing on that, right?
Yeah. We had the Uber test forever, which was 14 points about how we could determine whether this person is properly classified as a 1099 versus a W-2. But yeah, it looks like the regulations are going to be changing, consistently changing with that as we get to this kind of gig economy. Yeah, what is or isn't a 1099 it's becoming more definitive in a legislative agenda, but less definitive, unfortunately, for business owners.
Yeah, and the penalties for not getting that right can be severe.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've seen companies fined in the millions for doing it the wrong way.
Yeah. And so you really need somebody to, and this is what you do, of course, to be able to pick up the phone and call them and say, hey, this is a situation I've got. And when it gets right down to it though, it doesn't really add a lot of cost to that employee to be in compliance when you turn them from a contractor into an employee and you're required to do, that's not the jump in cost that a lot of business owners think it is, right?
Absolutely not. Yeah. There's all sorts of hidden fees with having a 1099 employee in just like transaction fees for doing the checks for them, for tools that you need for managerial control, particularly if we're talking about remote folks in 1099 role. Yeah. And you can mitigate a lot of that by having them be a W-2 employee. And I know people are concerned about the tax factor, and that's, it's legitimate. But there's, when you really break down all of the hidden costs of having a 1099 employee, sometimes it's actually, you come out better even before some of the exposure that you have without the managerial responsibility.
Yeah, I ran into a pizza business one time that had, they had dine-in, they had catering, and they had takeout and delivery. Mm-hmm. And they claimed to have only 3 employees. Like, that must be the most overworked bunch. The point is that regulators aren't stupid. They can see, because they've got access to all these different businesses, they can see what a certain business type, like a pizza establishment, mm-hmm. how many employees that establishment ought to have at a certain revenue level, right?
Absolutely. And those investigations are becoming easier for them too with all of the technology that they have there.
Exactly. Yeah. And given the incentives to do those investigations, because states are always looking for more revenue. And then if you get into multiple states, if you happen to be a company that's got multiple state exposures, then you've got a lot of potential issues on your hands.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Here in Georgia, we're definitely employer-friendly state when it comes to a lot of different regulations, which is great. But if you're looking to expand into North Carolina or Illinois or obviously California, New York, those types of places, there's a lot of different state-by-state regulations that make it a lot tougher.
Yeah, you're right. We're definitely employer-friendly here in Georgia. However, if you're not paying what you're supposed to be paying, then it gets unfriendly quick,
that's right? That's
right. Yeah.
I was trying to cut them a break after all this doom and gloom talk.
I get it. I'm trying to look at, hey, what's the need for your services? And there's a lot of needs for your services.
Appreciate
for sure
that, yeah, right.
At Vested HR. So let's talk about the remote working environment. I hate to even bring that up because we've talked so much about that over the last few years, but what's the state of remote work in the clients that you work with?
Sure. I think some of them are looking at it as like a potential job benefit where we offer remote or hybrid work services. Definitely still appealing to a lot of folks, but it's also a personal decision too. Some folks I found, they really enjoy coming back to the office. They miss that camaraderie. They miss like working together. And mm-hmm. obviously it's a lot easier for leadership to be able to see what folks are doing and be able to communicate directly and easily with them. But yeah, some folks do find that it's a potential recruiting benefit to be able to say, hey, wherever you're at, we'll help you and provide a remote working environment for you.
And I would think it makes a difference in terms of, from the benefits point of view, communicating your benefits, making sure employees are aware of them so they can take advantage of them.
Absolutely.
And that being in the office makes a difference on that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a lot easier for the folks internally who are working on health insurance enrollment. Mm-hmm. You know, I've known folks before who had to extend their deadlines by 15, 30 days or so because they couldn't do all the cat wrangling.
Yeah.
And there's fines associated with that. There's, I'd say that's a big part of where electronic onboarding comes in too, is being able to, as opposed to have to get a piece of paper faxed and scanned and back forth, and we deliver this, to having a tool that employees can log in individually and make those elections, make those comparisons. Yeah. It also provides that employee a lot of sense of accountability for an autonomy of being able to make that selection for them and their families. And they have the responsibility to take care of that.
Dan Gladding is with us, folks, Vested HR Solutions. So Dan, we were talking before we came on the air. You're obviously planted here in the North Fulton area, North Fulton region, and you service really all of Metro Atlanta, but well beyond. Talk about your trade area.
Yeah. So I work through with the entire state of Georgia, but we have clients in all 50 states, employees in all 50 states. We know about all the different kind of rules and regs that are out there for all of them. And we have folks who are experienced to be able to help support them.
And any industries or other identifiers when it comes to the clients that are best fits for you?
Sure. So we work with professional services companies, technology-based companies, the Main Street blue and gray collar folks. What we're really looking for, more so than a type of industry, is a profile, a position that a company's in when they're looking to expand and hire employees in new states, or to their, say they've grown where initially some specialist in finance has taken the HR role, and we've been walking around with the stone in our shoe for a long time, but really this person's hours are not devoted to the right things. And then also folks who have a lot of different resources and all these, you know, they've got a health insurance broker and a workers' comp broker and a payroll company. And they talk to somebody for employee legal guidance, and they've got a library with HR forms, and you just want to consolidate these to one person. You want to talk with one person to be able to help resolve all these issues for you.
Listening to you talk, I'm reminded of talking to a company one time, and they were talking about how they decided who was in charge of HR, and basically they drew straws. The person that got the short straw got HR, and you really got to get away from that as soon as you can, because that person, like you say, their full attention is not on it, and they're not an HR professional.
Sure. Yeah. And your HR should really be focused on growth and strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, if they're not assigned to that kind of role, not their background, that's not their specialty, that's not what they were initially hired to do, it's probably time for a change to consider how that's structured.
But it sounds like you're, for those that really don't have the choice because of resources at their company, you really provide a great solution for them, because you handle everything, right? And they don't have to be HR experts. They have to be alert when you need their attention on things, but you're really the total outsource solution for all these different areas of HR that are so important.
That's right. Yeah. We have one person who can talk to, quarterbacks the relationship for you. And then whether that the ball goes to tax or goes to compliance or goes to 401k or wherever the case may be, that you have a person who you talk to who can do that for you.
So Dan, let's talk about success stories. I'm sure you've got plenty to share, but maybe you could share one that helps illustrate the great work you do.
Appreciate that. So I worked with a client who moved from Brazil to Alpharetta, here in Alpharetta, and they had been employees for a company previously and here in the States, and we're starting up a new company. And the gentleman who I was working with, he got diagnosed with cancer. This was about 20 years prior, and they weren't able to continue to offer him health insurance. And he went down to Brazil, and through years of working with different carers, he found a plan that worked for him that he was really excited about. But his biggest number one concern was that these employees he was hiring, and some of them he was moving from Brazil, some of them were here in Georgia, would be able to have great health insurance. He said, that's the most, I want to be able to have a business to make money and to grow, but like, I want these people to be happy and be served. So we worked through probably about 26 different plans on two different carriers to be able to design like a range of plans for these 16 employees. And I still get calls from some of them today. There's one I got about a week ago or so. He was able to offer like a $0 deductible plan to his daughter who had a recent surgery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And this was 4 or 5 years ago now. There's a human part to every customer we work with. And that's something that I've always put first, is making sure that the employer's happy and that the employees that were benefiting their lives as well. It's really contributing to the community.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. What great work. Dan Gladding with Vested HR Solutions. Dan, this has been great. I can't imagine that there aren't some folks that wouldn't want to be in touch and learn more about your services. So let's tell them how they can find you.
Thanks so much, John. I appreciate it. Yeah. If feel free to give me a call on my cell. My number is 404-277-5300. Check us out at vestedhr.com. And then my email address is dgladin, that's D-G-L-A-D-I-N-G, at vestedhr.com.
Dan Gladding, Vested HR Solutions. Dan, thank you so much for coming in, and we're just delighted we could shine the light on the great work you're doing.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Hey, folks, just a couple quick items before we let you go for today. I've got a new book out. It's called The Generosity Mindset, A Journey to Business Success by Raising Your Confidence, Value, and Prices. If you're a services provider and these issues of confidence in your value, the value that clients see in you and your pricing, or if those are issues for you, this may be a book for you. Go to thegenerositymindset.com. to learn more, or if you want to order the book, it's available where, as the old saying goes, where all fine books are sold, both online and in person. Also, I want to thank you, our listener. You have supported us over the years mightily, and I am grateful for you. We are past show number 750 for North Fulton Business Radio, and I don't know where I thought we were going when we started this show, but I certainly didn't have 750 in mind. And we've only gotten this far because of you. You continue to support us in any number of ways. You like us on social media, you share the show, and please continue to do that work, because what that does is help put the spotlight on the great business leaders we have on this show, like Dan and the other some 1,200 guests that we've had over the years. Continue to do that, because that's what that helps us live into our mission to be the voice of business in the North Fulton region. And we're thankful for you in helping us there. So for my guest, Dan Gladding, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.